Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Now, because of this scorching forecast, city health officials are advising against strenuous outdoor activities today. Plus, don't forget those simple precautions that can make a big difference, like staying hydrated and checking in on the senior citizens in your life. Cooling centers will be open today citywide. Find the one nearest you by calling 311 or check the city's cooling center finder online. Also, you can take advantage of public pools in the five boroughs. They open at 11 this morning. There is a search underway now in New Jersey for a white tractor trailer cab after a woman was spotted being pulled inside bloody and yelling for help. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck has this frightening story for us this morning.
It was around 2 p.m. when police in South Brunswick got that 911 call from a witness saying he saw a woman bleeding from her face at that truck on Route 130. Detective Sergeant Timothy Hoover spoke with Channel 4.
They pulled to the side. He notices something's a little off of it that catches his eye. Then he notices upon closer investigation that a woman tries to hop out of the bobtail truck
before she was pulled back inside. Now, the victim described as being in her 20s with long brown hair, at the time wearing a brown flannel shirt. South Brunswick police want your call if you know anything, 732-329-4646. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in New Jersey.
Well, some very busy bad guys in the five boroughs. Not a lot of them, says Mayor Adams, but he's again calling for some changes to bail reform.
The mayor said the criminal justice system is insane, and he's focusing on the recidivists, a small group of people who are committing crimes over and over again. He gave this example, one of many.
This year, 2,386 people were arrested with a gun. Of those, approximately 1,921 are out on the street. Arrested with a gun, out on the street.
The mayor said he's not attacking the entire bail reform package that was enacted in January of 2020.
This is not about 90% of the offenders who benefited from the reforms. This is about the small number who are using the reforms to continue to inflict violence on our city.
The mayor said a few things need to be altered, like giving judges the discretion to consider whether a defendant is a danger to society. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds News.
Well, the suspect is still at large after a drive-by in Brooklyn last night. Investigators say two people on the street were hit in Bed-Stuy when the bullets flew from the window of a gray vehicle. It happened on Fulton Street near Bedford Avenue around 7 p.m. Both victims are hospitalized, but they're stable, and authorities believe they were targeted by whoever did it. And that wasn't the only shooting yesterday. Police say two more people were wounded by a gunman on an e-scooter. It happened in broad daylight, just after 12 noon on Thatford Avenue in Brownsville. One of the victims was a 28-year-old man who was hit in the head. He is critical. The second victim showed up at Brookdale Hospital a few hours later with an arm wound, said he didn't even realize he'd been shot at first. The suspect in this incident is still on the loose as well. Well, the man accused of shooting a McDonald's worker in the face Monday during an argument over cold French fries has reportedly confessed to another shooting 2 years ago, and that one was fatal. Police sources tell the Daily News that Michael Morgan admits gunning down a man in October of 2020, only six blocks away from the Bed-Stuy McDonald's. Investigators reportedly suspected Morgan in the murder of 28-year-old Kevin Holloman, but prosecutors didn't think they had enough evidence to arrest the 20-year-old suspect. Meanwhile, 23-year-old McDonald's employee Matthew Webb remains hospitalized in extremely critical condition. Well, a new ranking is not giving a passing grade to the early education system in New York State. The study from WalletHub looked at pre-K programs for 3- and 4-year-olds across the nation, and their methodology ranked New York as the 8th worst state in the country for early education. At the same time, we tied with several other states for spending the most each month on child care fees. Studies indicate that early childhood education helps kids do better in later grades, but interestingly, the state that topped this study was Arkansas. which is not a state typically known for its accomplishments in higher education. Well, despite a show of support from the community and an influx of volunteers offering to help, a Brooklyn teenager remains missing. 14-year-old Honesty Elliott vanished a week ago.
Some three dozen neighbors gathered outside a school on Park Place. They were handed flyers and told to just start looking for the 14-year-old girl, tell anyone they saw her name, and show them her picture. Lorna Richardson volunteered because she said she knows the family must be heartbroken over this.
You know, it's very, very sad. Very, very, very sad. I would not want to be in that situation.
The girl's mother, Raquel Elliott, appealed for whomever she may be with to drop her off at a store, a police, or fire station so she could get home.
No one's going to ask you any questions. Don't be afraid. Remember, Honesty is loved. She has a family, a brother, sister. They love her.
Honesty went missing a week ago. There have been no sightings. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds on Park Place in Prospect Heights.
Now, the city had hoped to see full service return today on the Staten Island Ferry, but that is apparently not the case. Now we're told hourly service will resume at 6 a.m. this morning, far from normal. The unexpected service disruption began yesterday after a, quote, significant share of ferry workers didn't report to work. Stick with 1010 Winds. We'll have the latest in traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the ones, of course. Well, if you ever find yourself in trouble, it helps to have a mixed martial artist nearby. Now, that is how it sounded as Ro Malabanan helped take down a man who was allegedly attacking people on the street in Soho last week. The Good Samaritan is an MMA fighter with a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and a yellow belt in judo. And he says in an Instagram video that he was on his way to work as a boxing instructor last Wednesday when it happened, starting with a random attack on a construction worker.
Two guys were walking towards me. A third guy showed up out of nowhere and just sucker punches one of the guy and punches him in the side of the face. And the guy that punched him in the face was walking towards me, and I kept my eye on him.
Now, he says he tackled the guy from behind and pinned him down until police arrived, and that's when several other alleged victims came over, saying the guy randomly attacked them as well. Malabanan says the suspect claimed people were walking into him. Police identify the suspect as 28-year-old Samuel Frazier, and they say he is homeless.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.